Thanks. Appreciate that.
Okay, this is we're gonna rely on you guys to help us out a little bit for this next section. You guys can pop in. Hey, comfy. Okay, so we're gonna start with the Old Testament. And I want you guys, I hope I can write on this. Okay, people who saw with their eyes, saw God in the Old Testament. Let's get a good list going.
All right, can we just wait for like 1 second?
Moses? Okay. Moses saw God face to face, didn't he?
Abraham.
You can shout him out.
Elijah?
Adam and Eve,
good, yeah. More than four.
Elisha.
Who else saw God in the Old Testament? Who?
Daniel.
Cain.
Yep.
Cain. I want to put an A in it. It's not right. Who wrestled with the angel? Jacob. There was a woman in the Old Testament who saw God. Think of who she was? I don't know about Deborah. We got Eve. Hagar? Remember what Hagar said? I see the God who sees me. That's what she said. That's what Hagar said. I see the God who sees me. Not that I know about the God.
Come on.
Who else? I'm missing the several. Come on, guys. Who walked with God?
Enoch.
I love how Bill Johnson said, he described it, and he heard someone else say this, that Enoch and God, one day they went for a walk, and by the end of the walk, they were closer to God's house than Enoch's house, and so they said, we'll just go to your house. Isn't that precious? I think this is really interesting. Samuel, when it said the word, Samuel said the word came to him. In other words, what was spoken, it was that the word actually came to him, showed up. Can you think of anything else? You guys did well, though, actually. There was a king, a famous king, who saw God.
Is David up there?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have David, but there was David's son, Solomon. Listen to Solomon said, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon by a dream at night. He appeared to him. As you can see him. Okay, you want to do New Testament?
Sure.
Isaiah, good one. Yeah, that was a big one. Yeah.
Okay, so Old or New Testament, let's kind of break it down into different eras, right? So who saw Jesus when he was a man walking on earth? New Testament.
And knew that he was the Messiah. They saw him and they knew who he was.
Peter, Mary,
John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't have to do everything. The disciples.
Marys.
What about post resurrection? After Jesus died, who saw Jesus post resurrection?
Let's do before the ascension.
Yeah, before the ascension.
After the resurrection, before the ascension,
40
the 40 days.
Mary Magdalene.
Okay, another Mary. Yeah. What else?
Thomas.
Yep.
Thomas.
Good.
Yep.
The two disciples
two
on the road.
Okay, what else?
500.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 500.
Yep. That's what I have.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now post-ascension. Who saw Jesus after he resurrected?
Saul.
Yep. Saul, Paul. Okay. Who else?
John.
Adam Patmos.
Yep.
Who else?
Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen.
That's
good.
Good.
Really good.
Good. So the cool thing is, this is where we are post-ascension, right? This is where these people saw Jesus post-ascension. He appeared to them. They beheld him. That's where we are. That's where the church is. And it's the era we live in. So I want to kind of just roll through a scripture that can we, is there any way we can actually get a paper towel? Do you mind? We're going to erase that. We're going to erase that and start with the scripture that Paul gives us in Ephesians 1, 15. So this is Paul. He's praying this. And I want somebody, can somebody read that with a really loud voice? It's Ephesians 1, 15 to 18. Do you guys have it? Did I give it to you?
Yes.
Yeah, can somebody read it for me?
I'll read it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people, and his incomparably great power for those, for us who believe.
Awesome. Okay, so let's break this down. So who is Paul praying for? Yes, the Ephesians, believers. So he's praying for the church. Let's group us into that. Okay, and who is he praying? Who's he praying to? Who's he praying to?
The Father.
The Father. Awesome. And so, and what is he asking of the Father? What is he asking? There's like a petition in there. What's he asking? Okay, good. So he's asking the Father to send the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Who is that? The Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, revelation, the Holy Spirit, to do what? Well, why is he asking, okay, Father, send the Holy Spirit to the church so that what?
They may know him.
That they may know him. That they may give you knowledge of him. So I want to look at that word. Kevin, we're going to do this part. That word, to know God. Let's just try to figure out exactly what he's asking. You're going to do that.
Okay.
To know.
Okay, so have you guys heard that the Greek word for knowing is frequently gnosis, right? Like knowing, let me look at my notes here real quick. Yeah, so it's the word, it's G-N-O-S-I-S, gnosis, and it just simply means really like a head knowledge, okay? But this word, the word that Paul is using, it's epigenosis, E-P-I, epigenosis or gnosis, whatever you want to say. And it's an intensified knowing. And what Paul is talking about isn't simply a head knowledge, it's an experience. What Paul is talking about is an intensified knowing of who Jesus is. And what Paul, you know, the word that he uses is that Jesus would be revealed through the eyes of our heart, right? So do you guys remember, what's that, the show where they would build somebody a house, they'd go through a really hard time, like it was a family. What is it?
Extreme Makeover,
right? Yeah, okay. And so, what's that?
There was one here.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, you know, a family would be going through a really, really hard time. Maybe, like, a child has cancer and their house was, you know, demolished through a tornado or something. And they would, you know, this TV show, this group of people would come together and build, they would send the family on vacation and they would, you know, rebuild their home just to completely bless them. And how did the show always end? It always ended with this great big reveal.
Yeah.
And what would happen? They would park a bus in front of the house, and the bus would move away, and what would happen? The people would be able to see the blessing that was in front of them, and they would just start to sob, and they go in and experience it all, right? This is what Paul is praying. Not that we would learn something new, but that we would have epigenosis, that we would have this intensified experience where Jesus is revealed through our spiritual eyes. That is, and one of the things that strikes me is that we just need to remember, this is not just a prayer of Paul's, you know, St. Paul, great guy. This is the heart of God for us.
Yeah.
That our eyes would be open, that Jesus would be revealed, that we would have epigenosis, an experience where we would see Jesus with our spiritual eyes. So
he's praying for this intense form, the most intense form of knowing, the most intense form of understanding. And you can know, Kevin and I actually had a friend who was in the band. You guys know the band Dave Matthews Band? You know them? A little band called the Dave Matthews Band. Well, we had a friend who actually did their sound, and we became really good friends with this guy. And so Dave Matthews Band was up at Alpine Valley, which is kind of near our house. And he said, hey, I can get you guys tickets. Do you want to come to the show? And we're like, sure, like get us tickets, but come to the show. Well, we got there, and you know, we knew about Dave Matthews Band. Like, we listened to their music and, you know, jam along a little bit. We knew about him. We knew, like, oh, there he is in that magazine or whatever. You know, we kind of knew about Dave Matthews Band. When we got there, we realized that he gave us these tickets, but he gave us these lanyards. And the lanyards were these VIP passes, and they said, you can go anywhere you want. You can go anywhere. So they're like, there were like this backstage area for, like, you know, people who were with the band, family members, and we got like drinks and pretzel, cups of pretzels, and then his wife said, hey, do you want to come on the stage? And we're like, yes, we want to go on the stage of the Dave Matthews Band concert. And so she pulled us up, we got to go on stage, we got to sit on the side of the stage at Alpine Valley, and she gave us headphones, and she's like, here, you can listen to what Dave hears while he's on stage. And so we got to hear what Dave hears, and we heard him talking to his band in between songs and joking around, and it's like this surreal moment where, like, we thought we knew about Dave Matthews, but we experienced Dave Matthews, you know? Like, that knowing something in your head is good, but experiencing it, it's like, oh, now I get it, now I get it. So this is Paul's cry, that they would experience Jesus. And I love how Kevin said that we get this kind of, Paul then is telling us kind of how to. And he's saying that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. So I think this is so fascinating. So we have this word for eyes. We have eyes. And then we have a word for understanding. And it would be enlightened. Okay, this, I'm so sorry. That's a light bulb. So the eyes of your, this word right here, it's dianoa. Am I spelling it right, Kevin?
Yeah. You're good.
That's right?
No. Get rid of the I. That's it. And then an A.
Oh, dianoa. Okay. Would be lit up. Okay, this is an interesting word, dianoa. In the Greek, it's used as three different words. It can be translated in the Strong's, three different words. It can be translated heart. So your translation, your Bible may have the word heart. It can be mind. No, wait, I'm doing this wrong. Darn it. It can be understanding. I'm sorry.
Here, let's see. Oh, it's understanding, mind. Understanding, mind.
Mind or imagination. It's not heart. I'm sorry. Imagination. Same word, interchangeable. Same exact word in the Greek. It's used three different ways. Mind, understanding, or imagination. So this is what Paul's saying. We want to know by experience. We want to know Jesus by experience. Using the eyes of your mind, understanding, or imagination, that they would be lit up. So this is what's possible, that the eyes of our mind, our understanding, our imagination could be lit up. Now, how many of you guys know that the word imagination has gotten a really bad rap in the church, hasn't it? So the deal is this, every single invention that is inspired by God, it comes through our imagination to the earth, doesn't it? That God created our imagination, and there is such thing as a sanctified imagination. Now we do know from the scripture that imagination, it can be evil, that Satan can use it, right? That we know that Satan is out to take every good gift from the Father and pervert it, right? To counterfeit it, to use it to kill, steal, and destroy. So it's true. But I feel like in the church that we've completely thrown out imagination for fear that it might be a vain or an evil imagination. But I want to remind us that Paul is using it as a positive word here, that God can use our imagination, he can use our understanding and our mind, he can light it up so that we can have this intense understanding of Jesus.
Let me say something.
Go.
So, you know, I told you guys at the beginning that I grew up a Catholic, and so when I came to the Vineyard, the idea that people could hear God was quite a hurdle for me, right? And I don't know how you guys came to the point where you believed that God could speak and that you could hear his voice, that you could discern what God was speaking, but I had to come to a point of decision where I said, I believe this based on the scripture and trustworthy people around me and seeing this exercise. I believe that this is going to happen or that it could happen. And so I'm just going to go with it. I didn't know that I was actually hearing God. I didn't. I couldn't prove it. you know, friends of mine would say you're crazy, but at some point I had enough evidence in my heart, enough experience with God, enough experience with godly people, where I just kind of came to the point where I said, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to try it. And if I'm off a little, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah. That is, I say that because I didn't come into this. I didn't grow up a holy roller just thinking all this stuff is like awesome, you know. I was actually really afraid of it. But just deciding to go with it has opened up a channel for me to connect with the Lord in such a powerful way. In the same way that most of us have just been so blessed by the voice of God in our lives, we can also sort of see him through the eyes of our heart in the same way. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you as we kind of do this together that we will all kind of have to decide, I'm going to go with it today. Mm-hmm. And just test the fruit. You know what I mean? Test it. See if this is something that the Lord is breathing on. And if it bears good fruit, then praise God. And if you, you know, try this for a while and it doesn't pan out for you, God bless you. You know? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, demystify it a little bit. All right. Are you going to try to show the video?
Yeah, so here's Graham Cook, hopefully, talking to us about seeing Jesus. Hopefully. Maybe?
Right, let me turn it on.
Okay, so let me pause this. Sorry. Okay, and we're like on top of each other. It's
anybody
like this
know
like
a
clown
good joke?
Car, like doo doo doo
doo. Has anybody here ever tried to explain to a friend that doesn't have the same relationship with God that you do about hearing the voice of God? Has anybody ever tried to talk about that? How did you do it? What would you say to them, and how did they, you know, how did that work out? Share us a quick story.
Explaining to them that it kind of sounds like a small voice that doesn't sound like it's coming from outside you, it's coming from in, mm-hmm. but it's very small, very quiet, very gentle.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not. I guess that's probably the best way I can describe that.
Yeah. So, but it's a voice that comes from inside you, not something from some message that you've heard.
Right.
And it's a gentle voice. It's a quiet voice. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
What else? Give me another one. Who else has tried to? I saw.
Well, I just said this may seem a little out there for you, but he spoke to me, and this is what he said. And sometimes just them having that connection with what you said, maybe you're speaking to them of something that's in their life, and it's just, to them, it was out of this world that I knew something that they had no idea that I would know, because they had never said anything. So I told them it's mind-blowing. It's just this amazing voice that is coming from inside.
Right, yeah. And I love that surprising aspect to the goodness of God. Every time you've encountered the goodness of God, has it not sort of surprised you a little bit? Like, wow. You know, I mean, that's the thing about God. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay, good.
All right, here's Graham Cope talking to us about seeing Jesus. Is there a problem?
Here, just pause it.
Okay.
Oh, there we go, good. You're getting there.
Who's doing that?
He's
Jean.
I mean, he's awesome.
Oh, yay!
That's an app. Well, I've had all the conversations I've had, I'm having with people who say, I'm really the presence of God.
I'm really pursuing the presence.
Running away from you?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what that means. All I know is I plan to get caught as fast as possible. I think God is pursuing us. He came and he looked for us. He went looking for us. He went looking for Adam. God came in the cool of the day. They just knew that he's going to show up. We're going to hang out. We don't make it any more difficult. I'm not pursuing the presence of God.
So I'm captivated. Of the presence of God.
So it might just be a difference there, right? Don't pursue God because he's not running away. He's right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go looking for his presence for sure. I'm looking for the presence of God. I just want to know which part of the room is he standing. But I have an expectation that he is in my space somewhere. So I'm looking for where he's sitting. It's just no different than, you know, you're meeting a friend at noon in a certain restaurant and you're 5 minutes late and you open the door and what do? You look. Mm-hmm. And you see your friend. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Looking is like that. Mm-hmm. Seeking the Lord is like that. He's here, and just look at, there he is. And he always hides in plain sight. Notice that about him? He doesn't make it difficult. He says, I'm over here. Sometimes he's the one grinning and waving. Yeah? Question is, in the Old Testament, they had to seek the Lord because they were in a visitation relationship with him. But in the New Testament, we're in a habitation relationship with God. So when the Bible says that all the old things have passed away and everything's become new, one of the things that you in the New Testament is how we seek the Lord. Because the issue is, how do you seek the Lord when he never leaves you alone? When he's always there. How do you seek the Lord when he never leaves you? You seek him with a sense of expectation. I know you're here. I don't have to feel your presence. I just know that you're not a liar. You say you're here, it's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I know you're here, so I want to connect.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it. I know you're here, I want to connect. He's Emmanuel, he is God with us. That he is always in our space. And we look for him, we have our eyes of our understanding, our mind, our imagination lift up because we are expecting to see him. Okay? So,
all right, how many people just came in after the break? Anybody? Okay. All right, so you guys, we're going to do an exercise together. Hopefully you'll have the notes, and I just want to encourage you to kind of just roll with this exercise. And what we're aiming to do is to just hook up with Jesus and have an encounter with him and let Jesus speak to us. So what I would really encourage you to do is listen to this after, you know, when you guys get home or whatever. Just get the background on all this stuff. It's really good and it's really, really important. But what we're going to do is we're going to begin by just appreciating Jesus, okay? And so this kind of goes back to some of that brain science. Brain science people, neurologists have discovered is that when we appreciate out loud, when we appreciate someone or something like God, your relational circuits kind of turn on. Okay, so when you speak appreciation towards God, it kind of opens up like our heart and our spirit and our emotions to receive from him. Okay. And so what I want you to do, this is, yeah.
Skip step one.
Oh, I did what I,
okay,
oh, remember.
So we're
okay,
gonna give you, okay, so
sorry.
We're going to give you four steps, and these are the four steps that we go through that Kevin and I have, we do this regularly. It's a
in no particular
approach.
Order.
Yes, in a particular order. It's a prayer approach to seeing Jesus, okay, to knowing he is always with you. He's Emmanuel. He's always with you, and these are four steps that allow us to encounter Jesus, and it's, again, it's not a formula. It works, and it helps, and you may get to the point where you don't need to do the first two steps. You're just already finding Jesus, and that's awesome. But the first thing that we do is that we remember a time when we experienced God's presence. So we ask the Holy Spirit to just bring to memory a time when we experienced God's presence. And that's the first step. Right. So can you guys, I'm going to have you in a second, get with somebody. And you're just going to take a second, you can close your eyes or whatever, you can ask the Holy Spirit, bring to memory a time when I experienced your presence. You guys, it does not have to be profound. It doesn't have to be the time when you had the call to Mozambique, okay, on the floor. It could be, and that's fine. It could be like, you know those moments where you're like walking and all of a sudden like, you know, like you feel surrounded by God's presence. Or you see the sunset, you see something, it reminds you of his goodness or his kindness or his love for you. It can be something like that, okay? So I'm going to have you just take a second. You can get together with somebody near you. We're going to do this in twos.
Yeah, so for the rest of this, we're going to be kind of pairing up. Here's what I would encourage us to do since we're packed in like sardines. If it's relatively quiet outside in the hallway, some of you guys, particularly in the back, can grab a partner and go out, you know, go outside and just get quiet, you know, with each other for like 60 seconds and just think of a time when, you know, Jesus blessed you, when he, you know, did something that brought you encouragement or peace or whatever it is. And after 60 seconds, I want you guys to share that with each other. Just share.
And share the details.
Yeah.
Kind of just remember. Oh, like, oh yeah, your presence, it was like this and this moment in worship. And, you know, kind of just remember that thing as well as you can, the fullness of that experience.
All right.
Okay? So
clear enough?
Got
okay,
we're
just going to try that.
Should we kind of quick?
So, yeah, this will take like 2 minutes. So grab a partner and then raise your hand after like 30 seconds if you don't have a partner. But grab anybody that's nearby. Go and do this. We're going to get quiet. Just think of a time. Partner. Okay, you two guys.
Okay.
Wait, here, back there.
Oh, who else? Yeah. Oh, you have, come on, do you mind coming up? Thank you. Okay, just ask the Holy Spirit, remember a time you sensed God's presence.
Oh, you lost your partner? Setting. Usually when we do Emmanuel prayer, we're in a really, really quiet little corner somewhere. It's really, really peaceful. So this is, if you can do Emmanuel here today, you're going to be ninjas. You know? Okay, so what we've done is we talked about, we remembered a time when we were blessed by Jesus, where he ministered to us, he showed up in some way. And now what we're going to do is we're going to appreciate him. We're going to speak appreciation, okay? And it's not actually going to be thank you, Jesus, for being, you know, for showing up, whatever. It's saying, Jesus, I appreciate that you, and then you fill in the blank. What do you appreciate about Jesus? And just speak right to him and say, Jesus, I just appreciate the way that you loved me, the way that you met me in that moment, and you just lifted my heart. I appreciate your patience with me, that every time I, you know, I want to meet with you. You're right there. You know, just speak that appreciation to him and just enjoy that moment of just communing with Jesus, okay?
So you're appreciating his nature. You are kind. You are generous. You are, you know, you're so, you know, like Kevin said, patient, whatever it may be that you're feeling. And when you appreciate, Kevin was kind of alluding to this, your brain, it gets your brain ready to receive from someone when you appreciate them. It gets your brain ready to receive from them. Okay?
Okay. So we'll do that for, again, 2 minutes.
Okay?
All right?
So,
you can appreciate him more later.
So based on,
all you want.
Based on this memory that you had of God's presence, appreciate Jesus.
Yeah.
Out loud. Yep, out loud with that person. Just, and you can, it's kind of like you're praying, so you can close your eyes if it's comfortable. Like, Jesus, I just appreciate that you are blank. Okay?
Hey, just really quick.
Yeah.
Does anybody here want to try this to be the do my role?
Uh-huh.
If there's any like adventurous, want to try it? Okay, let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Come on up. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So and there are no wrong. I want to remind us there are no wrong answers.
No.
God uses our the eyes of our heart, the eyes of our mind, the eyes of our understanding. He lights them up so we get to see Jesus, okay? So, all right, David, I know. Okay, all right, so if you want to see, you don't have to close your eyes during this. That's how it's so much easier for me to get rid of everything else if I close my eyes.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, if you're more comfortable closing your eyes, I find. But
yeah.
Some people are like, oh, no.
I get really distracted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whatever, if you want to keep your eyes open or closed, you decide.
And just say that my appreciation.
Yeah, so I'll kind of lead you through it. Like, this is what you guys will do with your partner. Okay, so can you remember a time when you sensed God's presence with you? And
yes.
Describe that.
Yeah. Just even this morning, just like, his presence came over me kind of like honey, like over my head, and just giving me clarity and just like peace within the storm.
Mm.
And like I've always had like this joyful like love with God and knowing his love for me, but like he's becoming more of a like my best friend.
Mm.
And like that's another position that like I know in my head but not in my heart. And, like that's what I'm walking through in this season. So like this morning in worship, I really felt, just like him being more in the fullness of that, and like feeling his presence, like just kind of come over me in like a gentle way rather than like a fire.
Yep. Cool. So, okay, so based on that, then, can you appreciate Jesus for who he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Might be hard, might be a stretch.
Yeah, Jesus, I just thank you so much, God, for who you are, for the light within the darkness, and that you're Emmanuel, that you are with me, and that it's becoming more of a reality, that you're the anchor that goes beyond the veil, and that you're just steadfast, and you allow me to be unshakable because you've given me an unshakable kingdom.
Yeah.
And so, Father, I just thank you that you you bring the calmness and the heavy winds and allow me to find rest and just becoming more of my best friend and knowing what that looks like on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So we do appreciate you, Jesus, that you are such a good friend. You are such a good friend, Jesus. Okay, so now just keeping your eyes closed. You're doing amazing. So, you know, Jesus is with you right now. So I want you to use the eyes of your heart, and I want you to locate Jesus in your space, in this room right now. We know he's in this room, and he's in bodily form. So I want you to connect not just with him, his presence, but with where he is, Emmanuel, with you right now in the room. And just when you can feel like you have an idea of where he is, just tell me where he is in the room with you.
Yeah, I feel like he's closer, like, to the door.
Okay, good.
Like, the back left kind of area of the room.
Perfect. Okay, good. So keeping your eyes closed, you're doing amazing. Can you tell me, what is he wearing? And again, no wrong answers.
Yeah.
However he's appearing to you. He's going to appear differently to each of you. There, it's not like, oh, like, he is a uniform. You know, he is, it's a personal. He's so personal. So how is he, what is he wearing and how he's appearing to you, how he's with you?
Yeah, he's got like this white robe with like this purple sash.
Okay, purple sash, awesome.
And yeah, I just feel like that's like more of like that's, I just feel like it's kind of speaking of royalty.
Nice.
And yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. Can you see what he's wearing on his feet?
He's not wearing anything on his feet.
Okay, bare feet, awesome. And is he standing, sitting,
he's standing.
Kneeling? He's standing. Okay, what's he looking at?
At me.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, good. Can you see his hair?
Yeah.
What does his hair look like?
It's like a brownish.
Yeah. Is it long?
Like light brown. Yeah.
Yeah, long. Okay. Like.
It's not like Amish long, but you know.
Okay. Okay. Good. And does he have facial hair?
No.
No facial hair. Clean shaven. Okay. Can you see his eyes?
Yes.
Yeah. What color are his eyes?
They're like brown.
Awesome. Good, so you just located Jesus, you're seeing him. We ask those questions because we really want to see him. We want it to be, we want that image to be really strong. We want to have a really good connection with him. And then we just ask him, it's really simple. We just say, Jesus, what do you want me to know?
Here, let me say one thing real quick. So so a lot of times, some of us will have some difficulty initially kind of locating Jesus in the room, and just be patient with yourself. And sometimes when I'm working with someone, I'll say, you know, try to just locate Jesus in the room, and there's, you know, lots of hang-ups or whatever, and they'll go, I don't know, you know, I don't know, and I'll say, okay, well, you know, if you can't locate him, where might he be? And they'll be like, oh, he might be right over there, you know, and then we start to just kind of walk them through, and again, we're not like saying, does he, you know, like, he's probably got sandals, and he probably looks like this. We're just allowing Jesus to reveal himself to
the
person.
We're not guiding it. We're not offering suggestions.
Right.
You know.
Lots of people see Jesus in a robe. I, for some reason, always see Jesus in jeans and a t-shirt, you know, and so I don't know why that is, but just trust that Jesus is good and that he's here and that he's revealing himself.
And that he wants you to see him. He wants you to see his glory. He wants you to see his beauty. He wants you to interact with him. Just keep that expectation up, you know. So then once we're connecting with him, sometimes you can just stay there. You can just watch him. Sometimes you can just say, okay, now what's he doing? Sometimes he moves. You know, sometimes he comes close to me, and I just sit with him, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. Sometimes he puts his, you know, draws me in and puts his head on my head. You know, we just let him be. Let him be Lord. Let him interact with us. He's so personal, you guys. He is so incredibly personal. Okay, so are you able to connect with him?
Yes.
Okay, do you ask him, Jesus, what do you want me to know? And then you just report back. You don't edit it, trying to edit it too much. You know, you just kind of go with it.
Yeah, I asked him, and he's like, that you're loved.
Yeah.
And that everyone in this room is just, they're loved too. And he's like smiling, looking out in the crowd, like looking at everyone here.
It's precious. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's so good. You did it.
All right, I did it.
Stay connected. message, and a lot of times, and you guys probably have experienced when he speaks, I can tell you what he said, but I can't tell you what it did in my spirit. I can't communicate that. You know, like he speaks to us, and his words are life. You know, they are life. So we're gonna do this. We're gonna go back. If you wanna go back to appreciating, just to kind of get those circuits going again, you can. And then, so one person will do appreciate, locate, ask. You just go through the next three steps. And then when that person's done, you switch. Okay?
Just do the best you can with it. No pressure whatsoever. You know, we'll just trust that Jesus is going to be good no matter what happens here. But just try to lean into it.
And don't put it under pressure. Like, I have to get something. He has to say something really profoundly good. Sometimes he just wants to remind you how connected you are. Mm-hmm. That he is so close, and that he is, you know, like this living person, this living presence is with you. Mm-hmm. So don't put pressure on to make something profound happen or whatever. We are just engaging with the King of Kings.
Right. Okay? You may. Lots of people don't see his face right away. You know, just go with whatever it is that you do see, and just appreciate him for that. And when we ask and say, Jesus, what do you want me to know? And that's the time when we really don't want to edit. That's the time where we don't want to overthink this. And you just share whatever it is that he is sharing with you. Okay? Mm-hmm. We all know our Bibles well enough to know what is not Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of get rid of all that stuff. But just go with it. Would you guys okay with that?
Mm-hmm. All right. If you need help, put your hand up, and we'll come around and help, okay? All right.
Meet with your partner.
Yeah.